Wow. On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Devon Chamber of Commerce President Prasheen Maharaj says they're willing to work with all spheres of government to develop incentives and other ways to attract business back to the city. Maharaj has been commenting on a recent deal to rehabilitate unused buildings in Itakwini. The city and the Public Works Department last week signed a memorandum of understanding to release at least 50 problematic buildings for repurposing. Maharaj says a strong partnership with the private sector is needed.
As organized business, we believe that we can restore and repurpose abandoned buildings and ensure that the buildings comply with safety regulations, foster collaboration for urban development strategies, support sustainable urban regeneration and socio-economic development.
Mike Sutcliffe, Itakwini's former municipal manager, has praised the move, saying it will also be beneficial to the public, particularly the homeless and victims of gender-based violence.
There are big investments coming into the city. There's a whole lot of development that the city over the next few years will be encountering. And these are very important because it's saying, let's start with 40 or 50 of these buildings. So you might find some of them are going to house the homeless people. We've got vulnerable people. We've got women who, in fact, in terms of GBV, who need shelter.
Parliament's Portfolio Health Committee is in KZN to hear citizens' views, particularly those of the youth, on the proposed tobacco bill regulations. It's heading to Greenwood Park in Durban this morning.
For those who are supporting the bill are actually raising that it has some impact in the quality of life. They welcome that the bill is not to ban tobacco completely, but to control, as the bill is saying, and actually wanting to even have measures and regulations, especially with the vaping.
That's committee chairperson Dr. Sibongiseni Dhlomo. It's holding public hearings in several areas, including Richards Bay and Pietermaritzburg. The bill seeks to regulate the sale, advertising, use of tobacco products and electronic delivery systems. The committee is holding hearings at Greenwood Park Community Hall from this hour until 3 this afternoon. And at least 24 people were killed and more than 40 injured in a bomb blast at a railway station in southwestern Pakistan. The region is grappling with a surge in strikes that have raised security concerns for projects aimed at developing the province's untapped mineral resources. Authorities say 16 soldiers from the Pakistani Defence Force were among the dead. The BLA, an armed group, has claimed responsibility for the attack. A recap of our lead story, the Durban Chamber of Commerce says it's willing to work with all spheres of government to develop incentives to attract business back to the city. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.